So what is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Not Your Final Destination. I am your gracious host, Felix Diaz. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We have a good one in store. We are live on Twitch. Also, we are live on 11 major platforms. First of all, I want to shout out everybody that continues to hit that play button. Also, if you found my podcast on Spotify's Motivational Hour, welcome to the family, and I'm excited to see you get to the next level of life and becoming the best version of yourself. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about, friendships that are meant to be let go of. So as a content creator, as a podcaster, as a father, as a husband, as a brother, as a friend, I think we've all had these relationships where we feel like someone may be keeping us back from doing even greater things. So ultimately, the reason for this episode is I've noticed when I'm on Twitter or when I'm on Facebook or Instagram, I see people's follower count up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And chat, you guys can chat in on this. I know that they won't be able to see the chat, but if you guys agree with anything, feel free to put in your input because this is something new that I'm doing. So creating a different way of podcasting here for myself. So as I continue to grow on this journey of impacting lives, motivating lives, pushing people outside of their comfort zones, I feel like some people start to fall off. Like a lot of people just start falling off. And then I go back and I'm the kind of guy, and I wasn't like this until I hit my 30s, but it was like, I would go, like if I saw somebody unfollowed and I don't know the reason, I wanted to know the reason. So I would go in and say, hey man, was there something I did wrong? Because I want to get better. I want to know what I did. Am I tweeting too much? Is my positivity too much for you? Are you not, so I wanted to know. I wanted to know why people were unfollowing me. So I stopped doing that. And then what I started to focus on was I started to really connect with people on social media. So like when I'm offline, I'm hitting streams up. I'm going into, Instagram accounts. And instead of doing, I know you guys can't get this visual because you're not in my stream right now, but instead of just doing this, I mean, this is what a lot of us do every single day. We're just swiping up. Like there's a lot of content I'm missing, a lot of content that I'm missing. This is what we do. Like instead of doing that, what I started doing was, for an example, I'm going to go into somebody's Twitter account real quick, Top. So I'm gonna go into Top Goose's Twitter account. So this is what I started doing. I started to go into the people's like Twitters and see what they're tweeting. So like, for an example, this guy wrote this yesterday and I wanna share it with the podcast and also share it with the stream. It says, the elephant in the room that no one talks about. I mean this in the nicest way, but watch who has your back when you're doing well versus when you're not. You don't need to address it. That matters a lot more in this industry than you think. So that comment in particular was the one that got me thinking about this episode. There's going to be people that the moment that you live outside your comfort zone and the moment that you take that first step in the right direction, the moment that you start to see a little bit of success, a lot of people are going to either start falling or they're going to try to pour water on your flame. I want to be around people that are fueling my fire. I want people with newspaper, Like I'm trying to paint this picture for you. I want them like newspapers, we're trying to get that fire to blow up, to an explosion, but a positive explosion. Fanning the fire. Absolutely, Combat Dad. Fanning the fire. I want people to fan the fire. And what I want to do is I want the smoke trail to be so large and so big that we impact thousands and thousands of people. And that's what we're doing with Not Your Final Destination. We're impacting over 10,000 active current listeners. Also, we've impacted 36,000 plus in the course of a year. So ultimately, what I want to do is I want to do this. I want to challenge you to be a better person just overall. If you see somebody doing something that inspires you, call it out, like shout it out. Say, hey man, I love what you're doing. If you have time and you're a streamer and you are trying to grow your platform, jump into someone's stream when you're offline and ask them how they're doing. Get to know that person. One or two things are going to happen. You're going to either leave that room because it's not your crowd and it's not your type of stream that you want to be in, or you can learn about that person a little bit more and then develop a new friendship when they go live. You know, hey, I'm going to go live, or hey, I'm into this. I want to do this, or, you know, hey, Zuka TV, thank you so much for that tier one sub. Thank you so much. So again, podcast, we are live on Twitch. So that's why if I'm thanking the viewers, it's because they're doing incredible things on the channel. But yeah, guys, I wanted to talk about that. The more successful you get and the more lives you start to impact, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to fall off. And I've learned it from playing football. I've learned it from my podcast. I've learned it from relationships that I was in that I shouldn't have been in, but they taught me valuable lessons onto letting go of dead weight, letting go of people that are leeching to your success. Now, I say this in the most positive way, and I say this to be completely honest. Everyone in your life is not meant to be there. It's just proven fact. It's life. It's what we do. So when you pick your circle, and this is a beautiful part too, like, so, you know, we all come from different walks of life. We all come from different backgrounds. We all come from different, you know, ethnicities and nationalities and stuff like that. Like, the beautiful part of it is like, as you get older, you get to create the people you have in your circle. And if you want people like-minded, if you want people that are doing things that are not in their comfort zones, I always tell people at my job when I'm working, I say, hey, meet me outside of your comfort zone. I've said it on Twitter, like, meet me outside of your comfort zone. I'm on the other side waiting for you, because I'm already out. I'm living in the uncomfortable zone. Like, I'm doing things that I wouldn't normally do. I'm waking up early to knock out these podcasts. I'm waking up early to see people on Twitter that are in the UK and Australia. Like, I'm doing things that I was afraid to do. And that's what the challenge is. That is what the goal is for the listeners and to the people on Twitch. Like, you want to make an impact. I know a lot of us get performance, you know, scared. Like, we get afraid. We get on stream and it's like, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know what to do. It's simple as, or on a podcast or at a job. If you want, you know, people are always saying like, how do I get promoted? I want to be a supervisor. I want to be a manager. I want to be a leader. Well, I always said this, if you want a position, you got to do the position before you get the position. So what does that mean? Hey man, if you see somebody, you know, clocking in late, hey man, like, you know, it really affects us when you're clocking in late. Like, we're trying to perform, and it's not making you a micromanager. It doesn't, you know, exactly dress for the job you want. I always tell them. So outside of the podcasting stuff, I'm a people development manager. So the people first, and then like, we develop the people. That's what I do for work. And I tell them all the time, I said, look, if you go on there and you see a couple people late going to break, or if you see a couple people like talking like gibberish, you know, we work from home, so it's a digital world. But like, if you see it, like, just like, hey guys, like, you know, I feel like we need to focus on the job. Like, I'm going to take that versus the jibber jabber that I'm seeing. Does that make sense? So ultimately, this is what I'm saying. Throughout this entire journey and throughout this entire experience, you're going to have people that are either going to fuel your fire with a fan, or they're going to put water on it because they don't want to see you shine. They don't want to see you grow. They don't want that smoke to go impact people, right? And it sounds kind of crazy, because obviously we have that stuff going on in California. So prayers to California and the people that are out there experiencing some difficulties, and, you know, prayers that goes away soon, so those people can get back to their lives. But ultimately, the reason for this episode is, remember who is with you when things aren't 100%, 100%, you know, like, think about the positivity that you can spread by just showing love to someone one day out of the week. You know, I know we're busy. Again, I'm gonna say it like this. Instead of doing this, let me go back to the first one. So here's my home screen. So viewers are seeing it, listeners, imagine a iPhone or an Android being scrolled up. So that's what we're talking about right now. Instead of doing this, because this is all we do, how about we finally go in and do this and read what he looks like. This is from DT95. I don't know who he is, but it says, looks like the end has come for the 3DS now that it's discontinued after 9.5 years, even though it was expected. So there, like, if that's something that you are into, drop down below and say, wow, man, that's crazy. I didn't realize these guys were being discontinued. We do too much scrolling and not enough reading. We do too much scrolling, not enough connecting. So ultimately, my goal and my platform is to connect, motivate, and inspire other people to become givers, to become role models. And you know what's beautiful about it is that no one has it figured out yet. No one had, like, I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I still have tons of things that I'm working on. But if every day I take one small step forward to do something that is outside of my comfort zone, I feel like I'm winning. And I feel that you guys can do the same. So to do some closure, because these episodes are really short, they're not long. They're supposed to get you, you know, through your day or on the way to the gym or on the way to work. They normally would be about 12 minutes, 15 minutes, almost 20 minutes sometimes. I'm going to put it like this. You guys remember that the first step is the hardest step. Once you take that first step, anything is possible. Live outside of your comfort zone. And remember that if you are currently facing any depression, darkness, anxiety, pain, it is just a season that you are meant to experience to make you a stronger person down the line. I truly believe that, man. You change your mind, you will change your life. You associate with eagles, you will soar with eagles. If you associate with people that are not like-minded, I can see you being in the dark. I mean, that's just how it works. But what I'm going to do is, as we get closer to the end of the podcast, we're going to go ahead and pray over the podcast, the listeners, and the people here. So Heavenly Father, I ask you to protect these people that are tuning in into this podcast. I want you to guide them to a place where they can see their full potential. I ask you to nourish their minds, their souls, and their hearts to become givers in this dark world that we live in. The more positivity and inspiration that we could provide, you know, the flame that I'm asking to be fueled, and I know that you have never let me down, I ask you to encourage and put the heart of a lion in these people to go out and do incredible things, to live outside their comfort zone. And we know with you, anything is possible. Remember, this is not your final destination, just your current season. And we are all alive with a purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, guys, incredible,